Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. 10:10 by 1 o'clock. 10:15 by another. That would be actually what, 22? Yeah, 22:10. Military time. This is Valerie Jefferson, your host. Go Ask Val. I am talking about my book tonight. We're going to dive right in. Awesome Day on Purpose. This would have been a good book to read today. It was an interesting day, but it was a great day. It is October the 26th, 2020. I am going to read page 26. This book is available on Amazon.com. Only takes a couple of days. I'd appreciate your support. If you would like to give a donation, feel free to cash at me at $GoAskVal. Let's make it a bedtime story. Awesome Day on Purpose, page 26 of 42. Offering a tissue, a mint, or your open hand to be held can speak when words may be too much. Silence is still golden. I invite you to think of other awesome subtle gestures to use during an emotional battle that may claim a downward spiral. Be brave enough to dance. It's not about skill or coordination. Don't wait to celebrate life. Dance for any reason or no reason at all. Your body requires motion. Be brave enough to share. Nothing says I care like sharing what you have in store. Days become awesome on purpose when you give no reason at all for helping another person or encouraging a friend. If you're commonly trapped on the phone or other mind hostage situation, switch things up and start the conversation off with a disclaimer that you're trying something new. You wish only to say hello and that you love them, or establish a loud buzzer after prescribed minutes. Start wrapping up a meeting at the halfway point and always come with a conclusion and resolution in mind before starting. Resist answering leading questions other than the assurance that all is well and better than ever. Don't lose the momentum to keep awesomeness happening on purpose. That would have been excellent information today. And so I receive it in retrospect. We are dealing with the Mercury retrograde today and up until, I believe it's November 2nd or the 3rd. And if you're not familiar with the Mercury retrograde, it has a lot to do with communication, travel, emails. And it is the illusion that it's hard to communicate. It is up to us to rise above miscommunication. And so I want to just highlight even a smile. I said a tissue, a mint. You know, tissue is a commodity these days. But think of little subtle gestures. You know, thank you so much. You know, using a person's name, feel free to make sure you're pronouncing it right. If you see their name tag at a retail store, or vice versa, if it's a customer paying with a debit card. And I know most people just swipe their own card now, but let's say they're using, they have to show their ID. You know, say, thank you, Mr. Johnson. I appreciate that. Little small gestures like that. And feel free to add yours in the comment section below. Allow this to be just a kind of relaxing, subtle time. I told Coop, this is the day after his born day. I did a live impromptu episode yesterday, and again, I'm learning just to keep doing shit. Just get out there and make it happen. Let it happen, you know, and make it happen. Whichever works, whatever works. And so, being brave enough to share, you know, sometimes especially in these spiritual challenges, you don't know who your friends are. You don't know who your partners are and what proclivities they may come with. And so having the courage to share what you have tells the universe that you believe in the process of giving and receiving in the arena of action. So it's beyond words, it's beyond theory. It's actionable items. When you make dinner, when you pack a lunch, when you give a hug, when you send a prayer, whether audibly or silently. And if you're, again, one of those that find yourself stuck in the phone, stuck on social media, and that's not where you choose to be, really want to be, feel free to switch it up. You know, tell yourself, I'm going to put the phone down for 5 minutes. I'm going to use the restroom without my phone. I'm going to wash the dishes, and I'm going to trust that nothing crazy is going to happen while I wash the dishes, that I don't need my phone right here under me, plopping in the water. Or, you know, even if you want to be really daring, if you've got those out the way, leaving the house without your phone for a quick errand. And so becoming more self-reliant on creativity and knowing that you will survive, even if it feels a little weird at first. So another wisdom key that I'd heard from Mike Murdoch, if you're not familiar, feel free, please look him up. He talks about having an end time to appointments. And so if someone's coming over at 1 o'clock, make the appointment from 1 to 3 o'clock. Or, you know, whatever. But have an end time so you don't feel obligated to keep going on and on, even if the power of the meeting has fizzled out. And so if the person doesn't come until 2:30, they only have a half hour left. And if it's the kind of meeting that you really needed an hour and a half or 2 hours or whatever the case was, then you need to let them know and maybe take that 30 minutes to realign protocol. That's a big word for me right now, universal protocol. And I believe there's space and there's time and there's appropriate moments for chaos and for order. And it's paramount to know which should be dominating at that time. So an example of chaos is, you know, coming in with groceries. You know, order is putting away said groceries. And so maybe even leaving out the things that are you going to use for dinner that night, and encouraging others to take part in that process so they can value the reaping and sowing cycle. Awesome day on purpose. Start wrapping up your meetings. Resist answering leading questions that take you down a rabbit trail. This is a big one for me. You know, how was your day? What did you eat? Did you go to the gym? It gets to be redundant. It gets to be rote. There can be a profile of accountability to your partner, to your friend, to your loved ones. But try to keep that brief. Look for new ways to share intimate moments. What did you really learn about today? What did you learn about yourself? In what way did you stretch yourself more than the day before? And how can you challenge yourself in a more productive way tomorrow, a more emotionally balanced way tomorrow. Those kind of questions that are leading create an environment to think. And so I'll share my a little bit of my day, how I could make it better. Again, starting with having the intention to make it better. Following up with something that I said I was going to do and that I believe it's going to make me feel productive. And sometimes we don't always know what that is, so it's okay to think and believe and hope and not be sure. It takes doing to be sure. It takes trial. It takes conviction to make something really, really stick. So I took a bath. I washed off the day. And I gave myself a great affirmation that not only will tomorrow be an improvement, but today was the watered seed, and it rained a lot today in St. Louis, and on and off, and I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention, actually, but it just led me to go inward, which I oftentimes, but introvert, extrovert, find balance, look back over your week, your day, not too far back, not too far ahead, plan the next 12 hours or so, get a good night's sleep, maybe set a cup of water or bottled water, whatever your drink of choice of hydration by the side of your bed tonight, and just be grateful and thankful that you've made it through your day, and tomorrow is another opportunity to contribute to someone else's life, but starting with your own. So that's wrapping up today, the 26th. Tomorrow, of course, is the 27th. And I'll give you a sneak preview of what tomorrow's page looks like. So I'm doing page 27 on the 27th. And it says to be brave enough to be brave. It's not just a way to say encourage yourself. It's not. It's a way to know that bravery begets more bravery. Gratitude begets more gratitude. Thank you in advance for tuning in to this show. I appreciate your comments, your forwards, your subscriptions. Feel free to go ask Val, and you have an awesome day on purpose. As I close this out, I just want to say thanks. I want to say I appreciate you for sticking it out to 2020. The best years, the best days, the best hours of my life. You have yourself a great night, and I'm signing off for now. Have an awesome night on purpose.